Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to the Health Discovery Show. My name is David Sandoval, and we are going to be with you for the next half hour or so as we explore the in-depth answers to the questions that come in from each of you who actually write in or email or perhaps call to find out, to ask us those questions that you could get answers. And that is the point of this show, is the question and answer. It is a question and answer format. If you would like to submit a question, I would like you to hold on one moment, grab a pencil and a paper, and we'll tell you exactly how you can do that. I am joined this week, as I am and have been at least each and every week, by Ms. Shadonna Brewer, who is the current co-hostess, and she has prepared a number of questions from what we call the mailbag, and we are going to dip right into the mailbag in a few minutes, and we will answer those questions. But before we do, I would like to see if Shadonna is on the line. Shadonna, are you out there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Fantastic. Well, I would like you to tell everybody how they could listen to this show once again on the replay line and any other announcements that you might have to share before we get started.
Okay, great. Well, if you're listening live, of course, you've dialed 212-461-5800. And you've launched in code 8246. Thank you and welcome. If you want to listen on the replay line, share with friends, family, coworkers, so on, you can dial 212-990-6260. That's 212-990-6260. You can also listen on the website by going to thporder.com, and it'll guide you through it actually has archive shows with the dates on there, so you can actually go back and listen to some of the previous shows that we've done. And that website again is www.phporder.com. If you have questions, you can send them to sbrewer@phporder.com or info@phporder.com. And we will take your questions and we will try to answer them on this call as soon as possible. We do have a featured product of the week, Tropic Oil, and you can buy one at retail, get the second one half price. You can do so by calling 800-362-8482. That spells DOAVITA. 800-362-8482. We'll talk a little bit about Tropic Oil and its benefits a little later, so make sure that you stick around for that. And with that said, I think we can get into the Q&A.
Excellent. Well, I also got a call from one of our listeners who said they really appreciated the fact that we take the time to answer questions in depth. And so I will always try to give a little bit more information as opposed to less, so that we can definitely can continue to satisfy people's full curiosity as much as is possible. So I know that there are a number of questions that are there in the mailbag. Some of them were actually, I noticed that when Shadonna and I were going over those prior to the show, your ears perked up a couple times, and you said, wow, those are a couple of new questions that we haven't ever gotten before. So it's always nice to get new questions. So we're like to encourage all of our listeners out there to, to definitely let us know what you would like to know, because you might be thinking, you know, that's something that isn't so interesting, or maybe it's something that other people don't care about. You would be surprised. All of the best questions come from our listeners, and so we hope that you will be encouraged to participate and submit those questions so that you and others will be able to get the answers that you're looking for. That having been said, Shadonna, why don't we get right into the mailbag and start to satisfy some of that curiosity.
Okay, great. The first question I have here, and I just had this conversation, believe it or not, with one of my friends the other day, and we were discussing soy. Is soy okay?
Well, I guess the answer is twofold. There are times when soy is okay, And in those times when soy is okay, only a certain type of soy. So the right type at the oh, I must be allergic to soy. The right type at the right time is definitely important. And the first problem with soy, people go, what are the problems with soy? Why is it, Dave, that you seem to be so down on soy? And the truth of the matter is that soy is one of the most genetically modified foods on Earth next to corn. And genetically modifying food substantially degrades and causes that food to be truly diseased. And so you don't want to have a diseased food in your diet, and genetically modified organisms are, in my opinion, going to be proven to actually be dangerous to the human body. And so number one reason not to consume soy is because it is, of course, potentially going to be genetically modified. So if you do eat soy, make sure it's organic and non-GMO. It must say non-GMO on the label. The next thing is that soy contains phytoestrogens that actually accelerate the metabolism. They actually accelerate, the maturation process. So if you give children soy, then you're going to find that they are going to reach puberty sooner. They're going to develop, for example, young girls might start menstruating at an early age and develop breast tissue at an early age, much earlier than they otherwise would have normally gone through that maturation process. And so they artificially accelerate aging, which might seem cool for a teenager who's anxious to grow up, but that's just a myth. You know, the bottom line is none of us want to accelerate the rate at which our bodies age. And so we definitely want to avoid soy until after, say, the age of 40 to 45, because at that time, in reality, the phytochemistry that we need to slow down aging can be found in fermented organic soy products. And so if you use non-GMO and fermented organic soy after the age of 45 in moderate amounts, then you can get a benefit to the body. If the more soy, the better, definitely wrong. Soy should be used in moderation and only specific types of soy. There are phytochemicals in soy that are very good for the body, could even help fight cancer, phytoestrogenic qualities that can be obtained from soy. However, again, in moderation. I'll give you one example, Shadonna. People always thought, well, Japanese women don't get breast cancer. Almost rarely do they get breast cancer. And Japanese women consume a lot of soy. Well, the truth is, for the last 30 years, no society in the world has consumed more soy than American women. American women consume three times more soy than Japanese women do on average. And American women have five times the rate of breast cancer than Japanese women. So the old myth that the reason Japanese women don't get breast cancer is because they have more soy than us is just that. It's a myth. And now, just as we always do, we like to debunk those nutritional myths. And there is another half-truth has been revealed for the whole lie that it really is.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for clearing that up. The next question I have here, this gentleman wants you to expand on flax.
Well, I think that people are curious, Shadonna, about how you and I tell people that flaxseed oil is not all that it's cracked up to be. People wonder, well, why is Dave down on flaxseed oil? Well, Dave's down on flaxseed oil because I've never seen a flaxseed oil that hasn't in some way been rancified. And rancid oil is bad for your body. You see, when they separate the oil from the seeds, that oil, which is a fairly volatile oil, it's not that stable, that oil is fractionalized. And when you fractionalize that oil, then it actually has the potential to become rancid faster. More oxygen is exposed, and so the fallacy that, this cold processed flaxseed oil, I've never seen a truly cold processed flaxseed oil. The only way I would say that you could process flaxseeds in cold process would be to freeze the flaxseeds, and that way when the friction of grinding them is put on, then the heat doesn't adversely affect the oils, but even so, they'll be fractionalized. So there is no way, to my knowledge, to safely extract and stabilize flaxseed oil. In addition to that, Shadonna, there are reasons why you wouldn't want to separate the oil from the rest of the flaxseed. The example I like to give is I want everybody in their mind to imagine that flax seeds are like an egg. Okay, the outer shell of the egg, is a hard and indigestible fiber that is called lignin. And that lignin is really effective because it is proven to trigger chemical reactions that inhibit the formation of tumors in your body. So the outer portion of flaxseed is called lignin, and the people who sell you flaxseed oil have begun to realize that people know that lignin is good for you. So now they put high lignin flaxseed oil on their label. There is no definition of high lignin that is legal, and so they don't have any legal obligation to give you lignin. And all they do is take like a tablespoon of lignin of the outer husk, and they pour it into the oil, into each bottle. It settles down to the bottom, and unless you shake the bottle really, really good, you're not even getting any lignin in each serving. And then the last serving, as you pour it upside down and get that last tablespoon, this black mud comes out, and that's what they—that's what they mean by the high lignin in their oil. It is—it's a lie. There is no such thing as high lignin flaxseed oil, because to make the flaxseed, you separate it from the husk, and that's where the lignin is. So the outer portion of the flaxseed, like the eggshell, is lignin, and it's very good for you. And flaxseed oil, despite what they might tell you, doesn't have much of it in it. Now, the egg white, if you would, is a soluble fiber called beta-glucan. So imagining, again, that flaxseed is like an egg, what we would consider the egg white, not the shell or the yolk, is a soluble fiber. And that soluble fiber called beta-glucan is phenomenal at reducing cholesterol. It's called the cholesterol magnet. And so when you take flaxseed oil out of the seed, you don't get the beta-glucan. So you're not getting the benefit of reducing cholesterol, and you're not getting the benefit of the lignin when you simply take the oil. And there's also the possibility that the oil could be rancid. Now, continuing our analogy with the egg, the yolk, if you would, the fatty part in the flaxseed is GLA, or omega-3 fatty acids, and that's why flaxseed oil is so good for you. But if you take the whole flaxseed, the oil that's contained in the flaxseed is what's good for you, and when you separate the oil from the rest of the seed, you lose the lignin, you lose the beta-glucan, and you typically pay more for the product as well. So it just doesn't make much sense to do that.
And so but we do offer flaxseed with Platinum Health products.
We do. We have and here's another thing, Shadonna, that people don't realize, that only golden flaxseed was created for human consumption. The flaxseed that most people use, those brown and black flaxseeds, mm-hmm. those have never actually been bred for human consumption. They were actually originally grown for pig feed.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been proven that the golden flaxseed is easier for the body to digest, and so we only offer the golden flaxseed, and people will quickly see the difference. If they've used the other flaxseed, they'll absolutely prefer golden flaxseed.
Okay, great. And you can find out more about the flaxseed by going to the website, phporder.com. Okay, the next question, could you talk about the fast in further detail? We do have a couple of exciting programs going on at this time, so do you mind expanding on those?
Well, yeah, if everybody listening takes the time to go to our website, www.phporder.com, you are going to find that we have featured a anabolic fast. Now, anabolic is the descriptor of when the body is building itself up and getting stronger. Now, it seems to be an oxymoron to say that there is an anabolic fast, because everybody knows when you're fasting, your body actually begins to break down. You begin to suffer from deficiencies of every nutrient that your body needs, because you're not giving your body any nutrients. You don't have protein, and you don't have energy-producing foods, and so as a consequence, your body has to draw upon its own stores of protein, which means your muscles begin to waste and get weaker, and the glucose levels in your body drop dramatically, so your brain begins to suffer. starving. Fasting is nothing more than purposely starving your body. Well, we found that the traditional art of fasting was really detrimental. It did have spiritual benefits. It did have benefit of discipline. You learn discipline, and you learn to empathize with people who may be starving. So the purpose of fasting definitely is served if it is simply a spiritual pursuit or if it is a discipline that you wanted to go through. It may even help in certain levels of detoxification, because when you're not taking solid food in, your body will be able to process and eliminate some of the waste that has accumulated in your body. However, if you are only taking water and or say lemon and even cayenne, things like that, there is nothing in those foods that actually cause your body to metabolically digest and eliminate toxins. And so what we did is we came up with an anabolic fast where you can consume up to 500 calories a day from a specific group of superfoods that we recommend. And this includes what we call the power shake, which is the wheatgrass. It's wheatgrass, carrot juice, rice bran, solubles, and activated barley. And you can also mix in a little bit of spirulina. And you mix this all together, and it has very few calories, fewer than 100 calories per drink. And yet it has so many nutrients and elements that detoxify and eliminate and oxygenate and alkalize and strengthen the body that you actually, as opposed to beginning to break down during the fast, you actually begin to build up and get stronger during the fast. Now, we have these super low-calorie foods, super high-nutrient and antioxidant foods that you're taking throughout the day so that your body does still experience the effect of starving. You are dramatically reducing your calories, typically 50 to 25% of the calories that you otherwise would be consuming, yet you have dramatically increased the number of nutrients that you get in your body on a daily basis, dramatically increased the number of detoxifying phytochemicals than you would typically get in your diet, and dramatically increased the amount of powerful antioxidants that actually help your body to eliminate those toxins that have built up and might otherwise be reintroduced and damage your body. So the anabolic fast is a fast by which you take power shakes and our master aminos. The master aminos are 99% utilized by the body without going through the lymphatic system, which means they create zero metabolic waste. And all of the foods that we're feeding you create a minimal of metabolic waste. They are high nutrient density, high value to the body with minimal metabolic waste, which means that your body is able to be stimulated to eliminate the toxins that have accumulated. And it sounds like we can make a poem out of that, doesn't it? But, you know, you got to stimulate the body to eliminate the toxins. And those toxins that have accumulated will be purged in the anabolic fast while your muscles get stronger, while your brain continues to function at an optimal level. And that is really important, in my opinion, if you want to fast for the purposes of detoxification, for the purposes of discipline, for the purposes of spiritual enlightenment. You will never find a better fast, in my opinion, than our anabolic fast. And again, it's featured right there on the website, www.phvorder.com. You can click right on it and find out that, you know, it might be right for you. Now, if the fast is not right for you, if you think you're not ready to go without any food altogether, then click over to the Superfoods for Supermodels icon on the website. And there you'll see that you could do the same basic concept as the fast, but we have lists of approved foods that are high nutrient density and low calorie. And you can incorporate 1, 2, 3, or 4 of those specified meals, if you would, into your diet along with the similar protocols for the fast. And let's say up your calorie intake to 750 to 1,000 a day or even beyond that, depending upon your need. But all of the foods will be pure and capable of helping you to become stronger while you eliminate fat and toxins.
Yeah, that's great. When you were discussing the fast, the antibiotic fast, I believe that those, what you've created is essential for the body in order to build itself, break down, and be able to rebuild itself again. And I think you've made the perfect combination. And remember when Eric was doing the fast, Eric Neese, that he actually got his blood tested when he was, what, about 14 days into the fast or 20-some-odd days?
Yeah, before, during, and after. And that's a really great point to make. If you go to the website, you're going to see a gentleman named Eric Neese. He is a celebrity. He was on MTV. He had a best-selling workout video known as one of the most fit men in America. And when he went on the fast after the first like 10 to 12 days, he was only on water and lemon and cayenne. And one day he woke up and he literally fell over from exhaustion. And he called me and he said, "Dave, I want to do this for 40 days. You got to help me." And that's when I put him on this program called the Anabolic Fast. Now, after literally losing 14 pounds in 14 days, close to 20 pounds after the first 17 days, the anabolic aspect of my diet kicked in, and he ended up gaining 12 pounds while living on 500 calories a day over the next 30 days. And his energy level was phenomenal, and when we had his blood work done, he was in perfect homeostasis with almost perfect blood, perfect nutrient levels, perfect protein levels. And the only thing was, he was a little bit dehydrated because he wasn't drinking enough water. But other than that, he was in perfect physiological condition, and his blood work proved that.
Yeah, that I think that is just awesome. Okay, I want to take this time out now to talk a little bit about our tropical oil. That is a featured product. You can buy one at retail, get the second at half price. We do have two sizes. We have a 16-ounce glass jar, and you can also purchase it by the gallon. And the tropic oil is our version of pure organic coconut oil. And we've talked about this several times, and we do have people who love buy this religiously. And I do enjoy it myself, and it has many, many benefits. So, Dave, tell us a little bit about the coconut oil.
Well, there's so much to say about coconut oil. Probably the most important thing is to say that what you've heard about coconut oil is wrong. They actually demonized coconut oil back in the 1960s and 70s, and they told everybody that coconut oil was like saturated fat. It was the same as animal fat. And the truth is it's not, because animal fat is a long-chain triglyceride. It has three different fat bonds. Vegetable oil has one fat bond, and that's why it's a monounsaturated fat. And then the polyunsaturated fat is multiple fat bonds, and that would be animal fat. Well, unfortunately, scientists only are thinking of two categories, mono and poly. But there is, if you think of monounsaturated fats as being short-chain fatty acids, if you think of polyunsaturated fats as being long-chain fatty acids, we need to think of coconut oil as being a medium-chain fatty acid or a medium-chain triglyceride. And what scientists have learned is that medium-chain triglycerides are being recognized as actually helping the body to burn fat, to produce instant energy. And they're very, very utilizable in the production of the necessary energy that we need to carry out muscle function and brain function and thyroid function. And so these particular fats, these medium-chain triglycerides, or these MCTs, are not the same as saturated fat, and in fact have a very unique purpose that is not neither vegetable or animal. And so these medium-chain triglycerides are the most important fat that we could get into our body as it relates to let's say the cooking oil that we use, or the fat that's used in baking, or even to be taken raw. Coconut oil is the superior fat in a body that absolutely does need fat. Our bodies, if we had zero fat, our bodies would really suffer. And so the first thing I want to say about coconut oil is it is not dangerous. It is healthy. It will not help you gain weight. It'll help you lose weight. The second thing is it contains zero cholesterol-causing agents, or zero cholesterol, so it doesn't contribute to high cholesterol. The third thing is that it does not contribute to blood platelet stickiness. So it does not, it won't contribute to hardening of the arteries or heart disease. The next thing about coconut oil is it contains two very important phytochemicals. The first phytochemical is called monolaurin. And monolaurin is a immune-boosting compound that is similar to what is found in mother's milk. And if you take the coconut oil raw, you get that immune-boosting factor in your diet. It also has caprylic acid. And caprylic acid is antifungal and antiviral and antibacterial. So caprylic acid is very important. And so mother's milk often contains the same fatty acid profile as coconut oil. How could they say that mother's milk is bad for you how could they say coconut oil is bad for you if it contains essentially the exact fatty acid profile as is found in mother's milk, and we know that mother's milk is good for you? And so the question begs to be asked, why is it that they wanted to demonize or turn people away from using coconut oil? And the answer is that the United States was importing all of its coconut oil from Africa and from Asia and from South America. And the United States farmers said, hey, why don't we get them to use corn oil and soybean oil, since we have all this corn oil and soybean oil that we have just left over after we make soybean and cornmeal to use in tortillas and breads and other cooking products. We have all this oil from the corn and the soybeans left over. We have to throw it away. We've got to find a way to sell it. And so what they did is they tried to sell it, but it rancified really quickly, and they had to take it off of the shelves after it got rancid. And they figured out that it would not go rancid if they added hydrogen molecules to the receptors that typically oxygen would attach itself to oxidize and rancify that oil. And when they put hydrogen into the area where oxygen would typically go, they were able to stop the oxygen from going there and thus stop oxidation. And that seemed very intelligent. Unfortunately, when you block oxygen from attaching to fat, you stop the body's ability to digest that fat. And so coconut oil is brilliant because it's very easy for the body to digest, but it's very difficult to rancify. So it really is the perfect oil. It resists rancidity, and it's very, very easy for the body to digest. Vegetable oils do not resist rancidity, but they are easy for the body to digest. And animal fats do resist rancidity, but they're almost impossible for the body to utilize in a healthy way. And so hydrogenated oils are truly poison. So from all the choices of fats, my choice would be butter and coconut oil. If I had to choose, olive oil is also very good. And, of course, there's a couple of other oils that we believe are okay, like rice bran oil, which is like the oil found in our rice bran solubles, as well as I'm okay with palm kernel oil as well. So there are definitely a few oils that are good for you, and coconut oil is, in my opinion, the very best.
Okay, and then the coconut oil we do offer with THP can be used, can be taken raw, you can cook with it, bake with it, and you can even use it topically, correct?
Absolutely. It makes for, I shaved with coconut oil this morning, and I have to tell you, it was absolutely, I mean, when you shave with coconut oil, it is the smoothest shave that you have. Fellas, if you just take, like, literally a little tiny, let's say a raindrop worth of coconut oil, and then put it into one palm, and then with the other hand, get very hot water on one hand, and then rub the two hands together, emulsify the coconut oil, and put it thoroughly, a thin layer all over your face, any place you're going to shave, and you're going to have the best shave of your life. It works fantastic. So it could also be used as a massage oil, and it can also be used as a marital aid. Coconut oil is a great lubricant, and it is antifungal and antiviral, and so it is superior to any of the other things that might be used for that purpose, because they actually could lead to infections, whereas coconut oil could prevent them. So there's many uses for coconut oil, from the kitchen to the bedroom, and it really is effective, again, in the bath to smooth the skin. It helps with eczema. It helps also with shaving. So there's many, many places that coconut oil can find its way into your life.
Okay, great. And that is, once again, the tropical oil, pure virgin organic coconut oil. Buy one at retail, get the second one at half price, 800-362-8482. That's toll-free, 1-800-362-8482. Also request your free information on the tropic oil or any of our other products. We also have CDs and battle plans, absolutely free. 800-362-8482. I do have a question here, actually, that I was going to put in today's mailbag that has to do with coconut oil. This person says, why is most coconut oil solid, but PHPs is not?
Well, the truth of the matter is that coconut oil melts at approximately 76 degrees, and I think that he probably simply has seen other coconut oils on the shelf in a health food store where it's cold, and he probably keeps our coconut oil in his kitchen where it's warm, and so the answer to that is all coconut oil really is the same in that regard, but not all coconut oil is created equally. It gives me an opportunity to say that ours is truly cold processed coconut oil, but it's also cold filled into the bottles. Many other companies tell you that their coconut oil is cold processed, but what they don't tell you is it's heat filled into the bottles. And so if your coconut oil by PHP gets warm and it melts, put it into a cool area, and as it solidifies, you'll see that it marbles up. If coconut oil doesn't marble up when it returns to its solid state, then it has had too much heat processed, too much heat used in its process. And so people say, how could you know when the coconut oil has gone bad? Well, if you let it get warm enough to melt and then let it get hard again, if it doesn't marble up, then it has, it is no longer has the qualities that you desire from it.
And we've actually seen this, you and I, in health food stores, and compared it to our coconut oil side by side, where the competitor's coconut oil was solid, it wasn't marbleized, and it wasn't pure white.
Exactly.
Like the one from Platinum Health Products. So you can tell, it's easy to tell.
Definitely.
Okay. The next question here, I'm having problems with some sports injuries. I have tendonitis in my right elbow and pulled muscles in my lower abs. I'm trying to reduce
I thought you were walking funny.
I'm trying to reduce the inflammation naturally. I take Master Amino, 4 green drinks per day, Ionic Elements, and Tart Cherry. What else can I do?
I would recommend Joint Flex. Joint Flex is specifically designed to help with recovering from sports injuries, with increasing flexibility of the tendons and the integrity of cartilage. It also is going to help increase circulation, reduce inflammation. So my recommendation would definitely be Joint Flex.
Okay, and is the regimen that he's doing now, is that good?
Oh yeah, absolutely. He's doing it all. He's doing it all just right.
Very, very good. Okay. This next question, I was fascinated about your discussion about vitamin C and ascorbic acid and how the ascorbic acid could be bad. Are there any other synthetic vitamins or minerals that can also have a negative effect on our health?
Actually, all synthetic vitamins have a negative impact on your health. We've shown that the vitamin E oil is rancid and does not contain the full spectrum of vitamin E that your body needs. We have shown that taking, for example, these calcium carbonate and other calcium compounds that they say are natural actually contribute to hardening of the arteries and to calcium deposits, kidney stones, and osteoarthritis. We see how taking high doses of mega dosage of antioxidants, as they are found in multivitamins, actually become pro-oxidative in the body and do the opposite of what you're buying them to do. So we could go on and on. There was a time when people were selling vitamin A without realizing that it actually caused toxicity in the liver and that you should only take beta carotene in any larger amounts, and vitamin A should be taken in very small amounts, retinol, because it isn't processed by the body. So yes, synthetic vitamins are always bad for you, and there is no exception.
Let's see. I have a couple more really, really good questions that I want to ask, but I know we're running out of time. Let's do this one. Are big muscles healthy?
Are big muscles healthy? The thing is, you have to understand, if you've ever seen somebody who works hard to get their muscles really big, they'd better keep those muscles big the rest of their life, because once you've artificially inflated that muscle tissue, it may artificially draw down upon your circulation, because if you don't keep the muscle healthy, then you're going to get poorer circulation in the tissue. So what I would say is that try to have the body you could have for the rest of your life. Don't try to pump yourself up. Don't try to get all swollen, because that's not going to be the way you're going to look for the rest of your life. And at some point, when that muscle turns to flab, you're not going to be very happy. So I would say big muscles are fine, so long as you are a big-muscled person and you naturally have large muscles, then sure, there's nothing wrong with having large muscles. But if you artificially inflate your muscles by using steroids or excessively consuming protein and exercising, you know, excessively, then you've got to be careful, because you're not going to be able to keep that up. And when you stop, you might be left with a body that you are no longer comfortable in.
Okay, well, I have a spin-off question for that. If someone is looking to, you know, make their muscles big or work out, what type of bone health do they need to do, or what do they do to prepare their bones, or does it even matter?
Your bones will naturally react to your muscles and get stronger. This is why lifting weights and building muscle is so important for the person with osteoporosis. So that is that's my answer to that, is that you know, there's nothing wrong again with building your muscles and having good muscle tone. And in fact, our rice bran solubles have gamma orzinol, which really helps you to create excellent muscle tone. Our master aminos are there to help build strong, lean muscle. And so it's really awesome when you have, you know, hard, lean muscle. However, you know, and gamma orzinol helps your muscles to become nice and defined and cut. However, what we're talking about, what we're warning people about, is artificially inflating their muscles, like through steroids or through really excessive gym work, lifting extra, you know, heavy weights and repeatedly for the sole purposes of creating artificially inflated muscles that, again, will be very difficult to maintain later in life.
Okay, and then let's do this last question here. When detoxing, how do you avoid hurting your organs?
That's a very good question. Whenever you're detoxing, you must sweat each and every day. When you sweat, you are flushing toxins out of your body that your body is preparing to eliminate, and that reduces the need for those toxins to be processed through your organs. So if you're detoxing and you're not sweating, you're definitely doing it wrong. So every single day when you're detoxing, you have to exercise enough to sweat, or go into a sauna long enough to sweat, even taking an extra hot bath will cause your body to sweat. And you know, so if you take a very hot bath and soak in a very hot bath, your body will release toxins from the skin. So I recommend a combination of exercise, saunas, and, if you can, hot baths. And this is going to lift out the toxins from the skin and help purify the skin as well.
Great. Thank you very much for that. Just want to remind everyone that we have Tropic Oil on special. Buy one at retail, get the second one half price. 800-362-8482. That's toll free. 1-800-362-8482. You can listen live here every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 212-461-5800. That's 212-461-5800, PIN code 8246. You can also listen on the replay line, 212-990-6260. That's 212-990-6260. Don't forget to go to the website, www.phporder.com. You can see all of the new campaigns that we're running, learn about products, and also purchase products as well. That's www.phporder.com. Send all of your questions to sbrewer@phporder.com or info@phporder.com. Dave, any last remarks?
Well, I do have a last remark. It's a very important last remark. And it really is a time to be, to rejoice and be happy and also to lament and be sad, because Miss Shadonna Brewer is going to be, this is her swan song. This is her last rendition of the Health Discovery Show after years and years of doing it with me, both on the radio and on, of course, on the air, on the phone. And so Shadonna is moving on in her career, taking a position. It's up to her whether she wants to tell you what she is going to do with her life. But Shadonna, I just want to thank you for all of the years of dedication, to your contributions to our shows, to being my partner in crime, as we help educate America on these really important subjects. And I just want to wish you all the best in your future. I know that whatever it is that you're going to do, you're going to be a tremendous success at it. And I look forward to following your career and seeing, you know, your continued growth. So thank you again for having been part of this. We are definitely going to miss you.
No problem. Thank you as well. I'm definitely going to miss you and the show and all of our great friends and listeners of many, many years. And I want to thank you for allowing me to enjoy this ride. And also thank everyone for accepting me and loving what we do. I've gotten so many great comments about the show and the things that we talk about over the years, and I really appreciate it, and I will definitely, definitely remember this. This has been an experience that has made me who I am now, and I wouldn't change it for the world. Thank you, everyone.
Great. Well, at this point, I think somewhere in our heads, Thanks for the Memories is playing. So, so it's been great, and thank all of you for participating as well. We will be here again next Thursday. At least I will be here again next Thursday, so don't be afraid to get in your questions. They will be answered. It will just not quite be the same without you, Shadonna.
Well, thanks, everyone, again, and take care.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye. Or goodbye, everybody.